Insurance agents Callie Medrano and Dave Watts. Now let's join Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins for Hornet Talk.
And a very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Hornet Talk as we come to you from Studio 113 and the Hyper Building on the Emporia State campus. And Coach Garen Higgins making his way from his office over to the studio here in the Hyper Building. Emporia State football team coming off a nice win on Saturday night, defeating Northeastern State 38-7. Some outstanding individual efforts on Saturday night, including quarterback Braden Gleason, who completed 28 passes for 322 yards and three touchdowns. And also a big night on the receiving side by Dalton Cowan, who had five catches for 65 yards. And Jalen Varner, four catches, 44 yards and two touchdowns. Also a touchdown pass reception for Cole Schumacher, one of them being a 70-yard scoring catch and run for Emporia State as the Hornets off to a 1-0 start to start the season. And we now welcome in Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins. How you doing today, Coach?
Good, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. Hope you had a good Labor Day.
Yes. Yes, we did.
I know you probably labored on Labor Day getting ready for Saturday's opponent, Central Oklahoma. And you even told me last week that Central Oklahoma is going to be no slouch. This is a football team that has a lot of athletes and a lot of good football players. And your football team, though, a good way to start the season. I know after the coaches broke down the film, you found some things to work on. But I think the thing that stands out is the way you guys started the game, both offensively and defensively.
Well, you know, anytime you have a rain delay, too, and you've waited as long as we had to wait to play that first game, I thought our players, our kids really handled it really well and, you know, stayed locked in. I was kind of worried about that a little bit, just, you know, kind of losing our focus. It's happened to us before there back in 2018, and we really struggled as far as getting started, and I thought that our guys were ready to play, you know. And as I told you last week, I knew they would be. You know, I was pleased with the first game. We definitely understand that who we're playing this weekend with UCO is definitely a better opponent and will definitely be a big, big test for us.
Do you feel like you answered some of your questions, especially about your offense, going into this game?
Well, I think that, you know, I still think there's a lot of room for improvement, but I think that as far as the comfort level that I was able to see with Braden, I thought was I really liked. I thought he managed the game really well. I know he wishes that he would have had a couple throws back in the second half, you know, when we kind of struggled in the red zone a little bit. But, you know, I felt really good about that. Now, again, and there were some guys made some plays. You know, I mean, Jalen Varner, I think we all knew that, you know, he's somebody that can be a playmaker for us. And then you look at Cole Schumacher. No one realized he was that fast, breaking away the way that he did right off the bat. And then the effort by Corey and Jalen on that play was awesome to see. And then, you know, you got somebody like Deontay Braggs, who hasn't played very much at all for us, gets thrown in there. And, you know, we got our subs in, backups and things like that in the fourth quarter, and he takes off for a 62-yard run, you know, or pass play. It definitely helps the stats. And he made a play. So I think that was good to see. I think it answers some questions. Like I said, that we have some depth and some skill positions. But, again, a lot of room for improvement.
Let's break down that first scoring play, the one that goes 70 yards, Cole Schumacher. And granted, Cole did most of the work on that particular play. First off, credit him for the catch that he made. He had to rip it away from one of the defenders to get that ball.
Yeah, well, Cole is, you know, he's always a strong reception guy. I mean, he's always catches the ball with his hands. He's strong at reception point. You know, and it was a play that we've ran since – you know, we've been repping the heck out of that play since last fall, you know, so our kids know it like the back of their hand. And Cole was, I tell you, he just understands our offense really well and can find windows and understands how to get open on different routes. That's the thing about our offense is that if you play receiver and you understand what you're getting. You know, I mean, you have an opportunity to catch footballs because you have a lot of options that you can do. And that's what Cole's really good at.
And then we've always talked about players making plays, and you already mentioned Jalen Varner. He had two catches, a 30-yard pass, and that one was a well-thrown ball, and Jalen was right there at the right time, made a good catch, and gave your team a 14-0 lead in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was a play that we knew that we were going to, you know, we work on what we're going to run based off field position, and that's a play that we had possibly to run once we got inside the 40, and we called it, and it was executed really well, and it's been a good play for us. And Braden kind of underthrew him a little bit, but Jalen did a great job of judging the ball and going up and making a play.
And then their third touchdown came on, I believe it was a third down play, as Kanan Brooks scores from 18 yards out, a little misdirection that time, and he was able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, you know, Kanan, really glad to see him get off to the start that he got off to. I mean, he is, you know, when he was at South Dakota, he played, but he didn't play a whole lot. So I know he's still knocking off rust. And that's one of the things that really excites me, not only about him, but really about our whole offense in general, is that a lot of inexperienced, but the guys that have gotten a lot of reps, of course. But I think that's why I'm excited about those guys getting better as we kind of progress through the season.
There was one play, though, that my color analyst, Coach Fred McLean, was waiting to see in the third quarter, but you didn't call the play, and that was a stinger back pass from Dalton Cowan. If he could have thrown one for a touchdown, you would have made Coach McLean pretty happy.
Huh. Well, I guess you guys should have texted me down there. Maybe I'd have drew it up on the board down there. But, you know, that's the thing with Dalton. I mean, you can do different things with him, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, at some point where you see him doing multiple things for us.
And he has a pretty decent game for you. As he has five catches for 65 yards, and the thing that he does so many other things for you that help make plays successful.
He had a great game. I mean, for someone who, you know, 2 years ago was our starting quarterback against Northeastern at home, for him to make the transition, to go through that, make the transition to play our stinger back, to how he performed. I mean, God, he's another one again now. I mean, he is going to be – well, he is. I mean, you can tell he's going to be a weapon for us. He's very physical in the run game, and he is also very athletic in the pass game. And he's got great hands. He's also very athletic. He can do something. I mean, we had a 3rd and 17, and we threw a little route to him, and he made two guys miss and picked up the first down. You know, so, again, he's another player, again, that I talk about these guys offensively, that as we progress through the season, I think we're going to continue to get better.
And your third down efficiency, for the most part, very impressive. 8 of 17, which not quite 50%, but, boy, it seemed like every time you needed a third down conversion, you were able to get one.
Yeah, and again, that's something that, you know, we work on, of course, during the course of the week. And I was pleased with that third down situation and kind of how we executed. I felt like that we had a good game plan in of what we wanted to do when we got into that situation, because, believe me, I mean, third and long is not something that you like to be in. And especially for us and how we do things offensively, and we were able to execute that and be pretty good on third down.
We're visiting with Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins here on Hornet Talk. We're coming to you from Studio 113. Normally we're at Bruff's, and we're hoping that maybe next week we will be able to return to Bruff's, but for the time being we'll be here in Studio 113 on the campus of Emporia State University. You can watch us online on KVOE TV at KVOE.com, or you can listen to us on Mix 104.9 on the radio, or on the on your mobile app, or even go to our Listen Live link through our webpage at KVOE.com. And we've spent most of this time already, you know, talking about the offense, but I thought the impressive part of Saturday's game was the play of your defense. You can hold, anytime you can hold a team, regardless of whom they are, to, I think it was 22 yards total offense in the second or in the first half. I thought that was just an impressive display of not allowing an offense to find any rhythm, to really breathe, or even, gain any momentum.
Yeah, they did an excellent job. I mean, closing to the ball, really closing the air out of the ball. I mean, they got great team speed over there. And, you know, I knew going into the year, as we've talked before, you know, that unit over there with the veterans they got. I mean, they played, and that's what's good to see is, you know, they played the way a veteran group should play, you know, honestly. And we know that we're going to face definitely a lot better offense this Saturday, and it'll be a big test for us. But those guys have been playing together or been playing together for a while, and then, you know, playing and getting a lot of reps into this defense that we kind of changed to in 2019.
And Northeastern does score, but it comes late in the game, and you're getting some younger guys a chance to gain some valuable playing experience. How do you build depth as you let them play? And they got a chance to play, and now they've got some film from a game which the coaches can break down with them and start working with them on how to make them better.
Yeah, you're right, and that's so important to get guys game experience. And, you know, it's a lot different than practice when you're going even a live scrimmage and those guys are getting out there and getting a lot of reps. I mean, it's just different. You know, there's a scoreboard up there, and, you know, yeah, we didn't want them to score, of course, and I know that those guys, you know, they take – who's ever out there is going to take pride in getting a stop. And I think those guys, again, with the depth, those guys, the more those guys have an opportunity to play, the better that makes our depth, you know, as we've kind of progressed through the MIAA.
And we'll break down the defense a little bit more with Nathan Lindsay here later in the show. But for game number one, I don't know if you could have asked for – well, I guess you probably could have asked for a little better game, but for the most part, a lot of positives for your football team. And now it's time for week number two. And as we mentioned already, Central Oklahoma, the opponent, and a team that's coming off a 24-20 victory over Missouri Western. And here's a team that brings in a lot of good athletes, one of them being – their quarterback, a transfer from TCU, Stephen Brown, he's going to make some challenges for your defense.
Yeah, he's a big kid, you know. He's athletic. You know, he can make plays with his legs. He also throws the ball well, and he's got great athletes around him, you know. So, again, that makes it even more difficult because, you know, you go into a game and definitely want to be aware of him, but then they also have, you know, two quality running backs. They're deep at receiver and very athletic. And you know, they're a scary football team. Come off a big win, they really had control of that game. I think they were up at one point, 24-0. Missouri Western kind of made a run there late, but you know, I know those guys got a lot of confidence, and I know they'll come in here ready to play.
And is this maybe the type of test your ball club needs week number two?
Or I mean. I guess it's just the MIAA. That's just kind of what you expect, you know. I mean, each and every week it's going to be a test, and, you know, we're at home, which is good. I mean, I know that our players are going to – they really look forward to playing in front of the home crowd. And, you know, I look forward and I hope that we have a big turnout Saturday night because we need people. It's been a while since Welch Stadium has been full, and we'd like to have that full and everybody being loud and supporting the Hornets.
And before we go too further, just a quick reminder that Saturday is September the 11th, and as part of commemorating September 11th, all first responders, military personnel, and frontline workers, doctors, nurses, can get in for free, with free general admission and tickets. So if you happen to be one of those frontline people, you can get a ticket, free general admission ticket to Saturday night's game. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff, so the sun should be getting ready to set down. Should be cool, and it should be a comfortable night at Welch Stadium as the Hornets play their home opener. And the last time you played at home, you played against Central Oklahoma, a game that your football team won, closing out the careers for 17 seniors, I think it was, back in 2019. And hopefully this group of guys will – pick up where that team left off.
That's what you want. You know, again, it'll be a big game. I mean, it's a big game because it's the next game. And, you know, we have a lot of players, of course, from the state of Oklahoma. And, you know, those guys, Coach Bobek and his staff, they do a great job of recruiting the state. And I know that when you have teams, you know, you got from a lot of kids from Oklahoma on our team, a lot of kids from Oklahoma, a lot of those guys know each other. So it'll be a big test for us, and it'll be a fun game. And like I said, I look forward to packing Welch Stadium.
Is there the next step you'd like to see somebody like Brayden Gleason take on Saturday? What's the as far as his development is concerned?
Well, I mean, he just needs to play the way – I mean, again, his job is to make sure to manage the game and to protect the football. And he doesn't have to go out and win the game by himself. I think that, you know, that's what I want him to do. And, you know, if there's an opportunity for him to get us in the best situation – I have confidence in him, or that he will do that. You know, he's a coach's kid. Like I said, he wants to be the best he possibly can be. He wants to watch film all the time, and you know, he's ever since the game ended Saturday, you know, the next day he's asking questions, want to know when the film's going to be, you know, shared with him, and that's what you want, you know. So he just needs to continue to play the way he's playing, you know. And I thought he did some heady things, you know. Had one play where the ball, you know, when we play with tempo and you're playing in a humid game, a lot of times they don't switch the footballs out, and quarterbacks are really picky about their footballs, you know. I mean, I'm one of those guys, so I know how it is. And it was, the ball was real sweaty, and he fumbled it and picked it up, threw it out of bounds, and did not take a loss, you know. So did some heady things there to get us out of some situations. Those are things he's got to do, and to understand that, listen, if something's not there, if he takes off running, you know, go down, slide. I wish he'd have did a little bit better in that area, or, you know, live to play the next play. You don't have to force anything.
How difficult is it to teach a quarterback who's used to running just full steam ahead and taking the next guy in front of him, going up against him, teaching them, hey, I need to protect myself a little bit and need to slide a little bit?
Well, I mean, the first time they get jarred, they'll know, all right? And then the other thing is, I mean, those guys can hear me probably a mile away yelling at them to get down. So if they don't want to hear me screaming in my voice, which I know they probably can't stand, then they better slide. So I think they'll get better at it.
Well, good start to the season, Coach. Congratulations on the win on Saturday. Have a great week of practice and getting them ready for Central Oklahoma, and looking forward to the home opener on Saturday.
You bet, Greg. Thank you.
That's Emporia State Head Football Coach Garen Higgins joining us on Hornet Talk. When we come back, we'll visit with Defensive Coordinator Nathan Lindsay right after this timeout.
Ruff Sports Bar and Grill want to thank their amazing customers for their understanding, patience, and support over the past couple of weeks. Ruff's is adjusting their limited hour schedule. Now through Saturday, September 11th, Ruff's will be open from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Normal full-time business hours are coming soon. Ruff's open 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. now through this Saturday. Ruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
This happened just the other day.
I'll be ready to go to lunch in just a minute. I'm on hold with my bank. We can go as soon as I get done.
If I need anything, I just text my credit union. It's so easy and it saves me time.
Wow. That'd be a lot better than being on hold forever.
I love my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. By the time she finished with the bank, we only had 30 minutes for lunch. Texting, easy, convenient, and only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Ask shelter agent Dave Watts about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
First and 10 for Emporia State from their own 30-yard line. Started at their own 16. Gleason throws a near sideline. Pass is going to be caught. Breaking a tackle in the near sideline. This is Cole Schumacher. 25, 15, 10-5. Touchdown, yeah. Emporia State. Yeah. A 70-yard touchdown screen pass out to Cole Schumacher from Brayden Gleason.
Welcome back to Hornet Talk, live from Studio 113 on Mix 104.9, also on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. Joined now by Emporia State Defensive Coordinator Nathan Lindsay. And, boy, you have to be pretty proud of that defense. I just did the math. I had to break out the abacus. just a little over a yard per play your defense gave up. That's impressive.
Yeah, it was a well played game by those guys defensively. They executed our game plan really well. Obviously, we've got some things we've got to clean up, a few minor busts here and there, but love their effort and how they came out and played on Saturday.
And I think the thing that stands out for everybody who got on the field is the intensity that they played with and the physicality that they played with.
Yeah, that's something we pride ourselves on defensively is our effort and being physical. I think those guys came out. I thought we dominated the line of scrimmage, which was important. I talked to those guys about that in our meetings on Saturday, just dominate the line of scrimmage. I thought they did that, and it allowed our backers and safeties to run and like you said, play fast and be physical.
And there really is, you know, we can look at the tackle charts and see who was the leader in that one. But I thought two of your linebackers really had, or all three of your linebackers really had good games. Dawson Hamas, it seemed like he was all over the field. So was Cade Harrelson and also Jace McDown. But for those guys to have the games that they have, you really have to tip your hat to your guys up front because they're keeping the linemen off the linebackers and giving them a chance to make the plays.
Exactly, and that's what we talked about with those guys up front. We weren't sure really what schematically what they were going to do to us. We had a little bit of an idea based off of 19, but a lot can change in 2 years, and we felt they were definitely going to have to double Merrick a lot at the nose spot, and that would allow us to get out and run a little bit. But like you said, I mean, Hamas and Cade played extremely, extremely well. Were very productive, had a lot of factors with tackles and quarterback pressures, which is something – you know, a three-man front you can typically struggle with. I thought they did a great job getting the quarterback's face when we did bring pressure, our four-man pressures, and then you know what you're going to get from Jace every week. Did a great job of getting everyone lined up. We had some checks that we needed to do, and he got everyone on the same page. So it was a good performance by all three of those guys.
And then those guys can't do their job unless the secondary does a great job. I thought they did a tremendous job of covering their receivers.
They really did. There was a couple things we were concerned about with some motion. You know, when you don't do something for 2 years and you kind of – you try to rep it as much as you can in practice, but, man, the game speed is just totally different. So there was a little bit of concern with their motion stuff and us being able to bring pressure at times. But and especially in some spots, we are young back there. You know, G's back there for the first time, and then you had Eric Ansley and Cole Baird's back there. It's been a couple years since he's played the safety spot, and Garrett Martin. So – they did a great job of working things out. And I know Coach Moore yesterday after meetings was kind of commending those guys. You know, we were still talking on Sunday. We watched the film like, man, do we really know what they're doing there? They just work it out. But they knew exactly what they were doing. We're on the same page. So that was good to see.
And I'm just replaying some of those scenarios in my mind with your defense. A couple times Northeastern had facing second and long, makes it third and short, and your defense really rises to the occasion.
Yeah, they did, and it's something we talk about all the time. Our biggest thing in the last 18 months has been our football IQ and situational football, and I think that's something we've grown a lot with defensively. And I always tell those guys to understand the down and distance, and I didn't put them in a great position on the draw play, but they knocked it down. I think it was a third and two, and then we brought pressure, and Jordan Williams made the play, and then there was another play later in the second half where they picked up a chunk of yards, and then Cade had a quarterback pressure on the next play and they had to throw it away. So we always talk about all the time, just survive to see the next down, knock it down on second long or third and long, and if they're in a fourth and short, I got enough faith and trust in our guys that they're going to get the job done on the money down.
And then late in the game, some of your younger guys in there, they get the only turnover of the ball game, a little tip drill.
Yeah, they did. You know, I was a little frustrated with those guys, and we talked about it yesterday, giving up the touchdown drive. You know, our expectations don't change when our twos or threes get in the game, and that was a little bit frustrating to see. And you know, some of it was a little bit of inexperience. You know, some of them were maybe, you know, just first time out there. But it was good to see, you know, Juwan, who's been through a lot here, get his opportunity there. He played a lot on special teams and did a great job, and then got that last drive and was able to get the interception. So that was good to see.
And Juwan also a track athlete, so I. And he's moved around. He's been at receiver. He was listed at running back at one time. Now he's at defensive back. And I guess if you're a football player, it really doesn't matter where you play as long as you're on the field.
That's exactly right. And that's, like I said, he's been through a lot here. You know, he found out he was ineligible just with a transcript issue a couple of years ago and did a great job for us on scout team, you know, playing running back and receiver. And then we moved him to the secondary. last year, and he's gotten better each and every day. There's just so much. It's just so much different, especially at corner. There's so much technique, and it's not something that he's done probably since high school. And he's getting better every week. The thing with him is just understanding the ins and outs of this defense, which takes a little time, especially at that corner spot with the different variations and looks we can give.
You know, we talked about Merrick Thompson, and you mentioned Jordan Williams on the defensive front. And the thing that all through practice, all through training camp, the thing that in really amazed me or I was encouraged by was the fact that when those three guys weren't out there, I couldn't really tell that they weren't out there because the guys behind them were playing at the same pace and at the same intensity that the starting three were.
That's correct. You know, McQuay Shaw has had a great camp. It's really given us kind of a little bit of help in from a depth perspective. I mean, we can move Merrick out to a five or a four eye now, and Rafe Goucher's done a great job at that nose spot as well. He got a little bit of playing time the other night, and then Rylan Miller has done a great job, and he's going to be a guy that you'll hear a lot about as we move forward. It was his first, you know, college game that he hadn't played in 2 years since high school, and I thought he did a great job. And then, of course, Hawkins and Jameek, I would consider them more veteran guys. Jameek, you know, has had a limited backup role in 19, but playing some situational stuff, and then Hawkins is getting his opportunity now. So, yeah, it's good to see those guys. I mean, I think we got eight or nine guys up front that can play for us and add some depth and be productive.
Somebody might wonder, do you guys keep them in a cage somewhere and just bring them out at practice and game time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you have a bigger test coming up on Saturday with Central Oklahoma coming in. As Coach Higgins mentioned, very athletic football team. What other challenges might they offer your defense?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, that quarterback, he's a big athletic kid that can throw the ball. And anytime you have a dual threat quarterback that can, you know, kind of tie your hands a little bit with what you want to do, you always got to make sure you got eyes on him for their draw. And they do some good quarterback run game. But you said it. I mean, they've got skill guys all over the place that are fast, they're athletic, they're shifty, they can get out in space and make you miss. And we're going to have to do a great job of, you know, keeping the cup, as we say, and rallying to the football and gang tackling as much as we can.
I know one of the keys Saturday against Northeastern was just follow your keys. You know what to read. You know how to react to them. Is that still going to be the case on Saturday? You have some limited game experience, but there has to be a little voice in the back of your head somewhere saying, they've got something planned that I'm not ready for.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing. I always tell our guys, if our eye discipline is correct and we're good with our feet, we got a chance to be successful. And then, you know, of course, first play of the game the other night, they come out and do something that we hadn't repped. You know, that's one of those things where I thought we'd shown them absolutely everything possible, and that was the one thing we didn't show them. But our guys did a great job of getting lined up to it. And I told them, you're going to see something that we haven't practiced or talked about. Just go to your base rules and be good with your eyes and feet, and we'll be fine. And we tackled it for minus two, so that was good to see as well.
And that – having the experience you have at linebacker, that has to be a big plus of getting people in the right spot at the right time and telling, maybe keeping an eye on what keys to watch for.
Correct. It makes life a lot easier when Jace is back there. I mean, he was texting me Sunday, and I didn't even really got done with the Northeastern stuff yet, and he was already texting me about UCO stuff. He's two steps ahead of the game mentally when it comes to that kind of stuff. Me and him are on the same page with a lot of things, with our checks and kind of, you know, why I'm calling certain things, and we meet throughout the week, and he's just different when it comes. I mean, he would be an unbelievable college football coach at some point if that's what he wanted to do. But yeah, it's good to have those guys that got, you know, some veteran leadership back there and guys with some experience to get everyone on the same page.
He even made the comment during training camp, and he said it's not that he can disappear or we don't need him at practice, but if Coach Lindsay had something else he had to take care of, we could run practice ourselves if we needed to.
Yeah, they could. I said it the other day to Coach Moore. I mean, I don't know that – I think Jace could actually run an entire position meeting and install with our guys, and it's not just him. I mean, we're – I said it in an interview a couple weeks ago that I think our football IQ and how intelligent our guys are allows us to be multiple with what we do. And, you know, so it's really across the board. You know, up front, it's pretty simple from a standpoint. You just got to see the back and you got to hear the call. But on the back end, there are so many moving pieces, you know, and then, of course, offensively with what we see with a lot of motions and the spread offense, there's a lot of moving pieces with the offense. So, you know, it's good to have a lot of smart guys out there, that's for sure.
Well, Coach Lindsey, thanks for stopping by, visiting with us today here on Hornet Talk. Have a good week of preparation. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
That's Nathan Lindsey, defensive coordinator for Emporia State, joining us in here on Hornet Talk. We'll be back with more right after this timeout.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Ask Shelter agent Callie Medrano about Shelter's competitive auto insurance rates.
This happened yesterday.
I need to stop by my bank. They need my updated driver's license. Then we can head off to lunch.
My credit union just texted me a link for my license.
Seriously? I'd love that.
I love my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. By the time we did her banking, we only had 15 minutes for lunch. Texting, easy, convenient, and only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Brough Sports Bar and Grill want to thank their amazing customers for their understanding, patience, and support over the past couple of weeks. Brough's is adjusting their limited hour schedule. Now through Saturday, September 11th, Brough's will be open from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Normal full-time business hours are coming soon. Brough's open 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. now through this Saturday. Brough's Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
Braden Gleason, working out of the shotgun, takes the snap, play action, looks to throw, has time, sets up, throws it to the end zone, and the pass is going to be caught!
Touchdown
Emporia State! What a catch in the end zone! Jalen Varner with his first catch for Emporia State and a touchdown on the Hornets, now lead it 13-0.
Welcome back to Hornet Talk, coming to you from Studio 113 on the Emporia State campus. Again, we're hoping that next week we'll be able to get back to Brough Sports Bar and Grill and be joined by all the Hornet fans. If things stay as they are, it looks like we will be going back there, but we'll keep our fingers crossed and hopefully we can get back there. Otherwise, you can watch us online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com, or you can listen to us on Mix 104.9 and on the Mix mobile app, as we're joined now by Hayden Reed, junior center for Emporia State from Salina, Texas. Where's Salina at?
Salina, Texas.
Salina.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
It gets pronounced all kinds of ways, but it's a small town about an hour north of Dallas.
Okay. So it's pronounced Salina. All right.
Yes,
It's not. I'm from Salina, Kansas, so it's not spelled the same. Forgive me for that.
Yeah, that's what people jump to. They think I'm from Salina, Kansas when I just tell them. So it's there's a lot of correcting going on.
Well, your guys are coming off a victory over Northeastern State. Three touchdown passes thrown, a rushing touchdown. Actually, four touchdown passes were thrown in because Braden Gleason threw three of them, but you were probably out there for only three of them. Just break it down for us. What worked for you guys? Why were you so successful on Saturday?
You know, the big thing is I think we were able to utilize a lot of different schemes against Northeastern, whether it was our mid-zone passing, inside zone. We were able to hit them with a lot of different stuff that I don't think teams – have really thought we could do in a while, and so it was nice to be able to do that. And then really, you know, just to brag on my other O-linemen, we were able to dominate up front a lot, give Braden time to throw and then to block for Kanan and Billy and Calvin.
Were you a little surprised that you were able to control the line of scrimmage like as well as you were?
Not a lot. I mean, we knew we'd be able to assert our dominance just with the way that Coach Cash has been coaching us, and then, you know, and training camp and practice, I've felt that the starting group we've had has just been kind of taken to another level, our play and just our nastiness, and that helped a lot.
This is an offensive line that doesn't have a lot of game experience. You, along with Xavier Kaysen, along with Miles, you are the three that have the most game experience, but yet there are some other guys that, you know, you watch it and you kind of get the idea, hey, these guys know how to play offensive line.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Connor Lears came from Hutch Junior College, and right away, I mean, I could tell his football IQ was just off the charts, and he fit right into what we do. And then Sherman Deaton, who got to make his first start, which was awesome, he he definitely showed that he was comfortable being out there and he could hang with us.
And watching training camp, it was kind of fun to watch how the Coach Cash Dollar would, you know, mix things up to make things interesting and keep the competition going. And sometimes it was kind of, I was always trying to figure out, okay, who's the starting five going to be? Well, that day it was that group of guys. This day was that group of guys. So he's done a really good job of really getting you guys to play together as a group.
Oh, absolutely. And it is, you know, some people may not like, you know, getting subbed out, having to go with the second or the twos one day, the ones the next, but it does. It builds that competition, then it builds your trust with the other lineman that you'll be playing with. So whether I'm in there with Miles or Will Valentez, who comes in there sometimes, I'm comfortable playing with both because I've gotten lots of reps with both of them.
Saturday was your 24th start for Emporia State. When you came in, did you ever think that you're being a junior and you've played probably more games than most guys had as a senior?
Sure. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it that much, but, you know, I didn't think I'd be coming in playing center, having played guard in high school, and I didn't think I'd have 24 starts for a junior year. I was shocked when I found it out and read it in an article, actually.
Well, what is it about the offensive line for you that keeps the competitive juices flowing?
You know, it's really the fact that we have something to prove every single week. You know, we don't get stats like a running back or receiver or even the defensive line. They get stats too, but we don't get anything. So it's a chance to go out and prove, hey, I'm the nastiest person, best person in my position, and it's just fun to go out and do that.
Well, I think you can take credit for the 384 yards of passing offense. I think you guys can take credit for 527 yards of total offense, 80 plays. It's a good thing that you had some rest, because if you would have played 80 plays, you'd be tired right now still.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we definitely felt it not having played in 2 years. You know, it was a different feeling getting on the bus and waking up the next morning like, hey, I think I was in a car crash last night.
So how did it feel to be on the field playing a game? I'm sure once the game started, the butterfly settled down a little bit and the adrenaline settled down a little bit, but how did it feel just to step on that field again and play?
Right. It felt great because Northeastern was my first start in 2018, and so it was nice to go back to basically where it all started, and I look at the field again and it's like, all right, it's time to go to work again. But, you know, once the first snap, the first clap happened, it was just right in the groove, just playing a game.
As you look at this offense, how much better can this offense be?
Oh, I mean, there really is no roof to where we can get to. I mean, having seen Kanan in practice but not a game, it was incredible just to watch him get out and run. And then Braden, who I got to play with, he played some towards the end of my last season. You know, but just to watch him go out there and play a full game, I mean, we have weapons everywhere, and I think we can prove something every single week.
What about Hayden, the student? What's your major, and how close are you to graduating?
So I graduated.
Oh, you've already graduated? You're one of those.
I graduated in the winter with my degree in communication and a minor in coaching, and I'm actually working on a master's in business admin right now.
You might be one of those guys that gets his PhD before you're done.
Yeah, that's what Coach Cash was joking with me after practice one day, like, hey, you know, keep coming back and playing. You're going to have to get your doctorate at some point. Well, if you call you doctor on the field, and I kind of like the sound of that.
Well, congratulations on the win on Saturday. Congratulations on being successful in the classroom. Have a great week of practice, and good luck on Saturday.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Hayden Reed, junior starting center for Emporia State, joining us here on Hornet Talk. We'll take a break, and we'll wrap it up right after this timeout.
This just happened today.
I don't have time for lunch today. I have to go by the bank and open a new account.
When I opened my account at the credit union, I did most of it by text.
It's that easy?
Maybe you should open your account at my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. She texted my credit union right then and got the ball rolling, all while we were having a great lunch. Texting. Easy. Convenient. And only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Ralph Sports Bar and Grill want to thank their amazing customers for their understanding, patience, and support over the past couple of weeks. Ralph's is adjusting their limited hour schedule. Now through Saturday, September 11th, Press will be open from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Normal full-time business hours are coming soon. Bruff's open 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. now through this Saturday. Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Ask Dave Watts about Shelter's life insurance coverage options.
Here's a running play to Brooks off the left side. He's touchdown. At the 10, 5, touchdown Emporia State. Cannon Brooks with his first touchdown for Emporia State on the season, and the Hornets put 6 more on the board.
Well, hopefully Emporia State can put a couple more of those touchdowns on the board this coming Saturday as they take on Central Oklahoma. It's a 7 o'clock kick at Welch Stadium, the home. And for those who are frontline people, doctors, nurses, firefighters, policemen, along with military personnel as part of 9/11 commemoration, you can receive a free general admission ticket to Saturday's game. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday night and you're one of our frontline personnel, you can get a free GA ticket for that game, and you'll be really entertained. This Emporia State football team is a fun one to watch as they are 1-0 to start the season. They'll be taking on Central Oklahoma, who's also 1-0 on the season. It's always a good matchup between these two schools and two teams as they go head-to-head on Saturday night. That's going to wrap it up for us this week from Studio 113 on the Emporia State campus in the Hyper Building. We'll be back next Monday with our next edition of Hornet Talk. Again, a special thanks to Coach Garen Higgins, Coach Nathan Lindsay, and to Hayden Reed for joining us today. And until next Monday, we'll see you for our next edition of Hornet Talk.
Hornet Talk with Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins has been brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Shelter Insurance agents Callie Madrano and Dave Watts. Hornet Talk with Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins is a sports presentation of Mix 104.9, the voice of the Hornets.